Sydney, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. http://en.wikipedia.org. Sydney is the most populous city in Australia. The metropolitan area has a population of more than 4 million people. It is the state capital of New South Wales and is located on the east coast of Australia. The city was established in 1788 at Sydney Cove by Arthur Phillip, who led the first fleet from Britain. Built around Port Jackson, which is renowned for its beauty, the city of Sydney has been called the Harbour City. It is Australia's largest financial centre and is also an international tourist destination, notable for its beaches and twin landmarks, the Sydney Opera House and the Harbour Bridge. Sydney has also shared the position of the world's most livable city at number 8 in a survey by The Economist of the world's most livable cities on the basis of its cultural attributes, climate, cost of living, crime rate, and social conditions such as crime rates and healthcare in 2004. Sydney was also the host of the 2000 Olympics. It has been classified as a beta global city by the Globalization and World Cities Study Group and Network. This article will contain the following 8 sections: History, Geography, Governance, Economy, Demographics, Education, Culture, and Infrastructure. Section 1. History. The Sydney region has been occupied by Indigenous Australians for at least 30,000 years, and at the time of the arrival of the first fleet in 1788, 48,000 Aboriginal people lived in the region. There were 3 different language groups in the Sydney region. These were further refined into dialects spoken by smaller clans. The principal languages were Darug, Darawal, and Guringai. The Cadigal, the original inhabitants of the city of Sydney, spoke a coastal dialect of Darug. Each clan had a territory. The location of their territory determined the resources available. Although urbanization has destroyed most evidence of these settlements, such as shell middens, rock carvings still exist in several locations. European interest in Australia arose with the sighting of Botany Bay by Lieutenant James Cook in 1770. Under instruction from the British government, a convict settlement was founded by Arthur Phillip in 1788. Phillip founded the colony at Sydney Cove on Port Jackson. He named it after the British Home Secretary, Thomas Townsend, Lord Sydney, in recognition of Sydney's role in issuing the charter which authorised Phillip to establish a colony. In April 1789, a disease, thought to be smallpox, decimated the indigenous population of Sydney. A conservative estimate says that 500 to 1,000 Aboriginal people died in the area between Broken and Botany Bays. There was violent resistance to the British settlement, notably by the warrior Pomawai in the area around Botany Bay, and conflicts were common in the area surrounding the Hawkesbury River. By 1820, there were only a few hundred Aborigines, and Governor Macquarie had begun initiatives to civilize, Christianize, and educate the Aborigines by removing them from their clans. Macquarie's tenure as Governor of New South Wales was a period when Sydney was improved from its basic beginnings. Roads, bridges, wharves, and public buildings were constructed by convicts, and by 1822, the town had banks, markets, and well-established thoroughfares and an organized constabulary. The 1830s and 1840s were periods of urban development, including the development of the first suburbs, as the town grew rapidly when ships began arriving from the British Isles with immigrants looking to start a new life in a new country. The first of several gold rushes started in 1851, and the port of Sydney has since seen many waves of people arriving from around the world. Rapid suburban development began in the late quarter of the 19th century with the advent of steam-powered tramways and railways. With industrialization, Sydney expanded rapidly, and by the early 20th century, it had a population well in excess of 1 million. The Great Depression hit Sydney badly. One of the highlights of the Depression era, however, was the completion of the Sydney Harbour Bridge in 1932. Throughout the 20th century, Sydney continued to expand with various new waves of European and later Asian immigration, resulting in its highly cosmopolitan atmosphere. The majority of Sydneysiders are of British and Irish background. More recent arrivals have included Italians, Greeks, Jews, Lebanese, South Africans, South Asians, Sudanese, Turks, Macedonians, Croatians, Serbs, South Americans, Armenians, Eastern Europeans, and East Asians. Section 2. Geography. Sydney is located in a coastal basin between the Pacific Ocean to the east and the Blue Mountains to the west. The city features the largest natural harbour in the world, Port Jackson, and more than 70 harbour and ocean beaches, including the famous Bondi Beach. Sydney's urban area of 1,687 square kilometres, or 651 square miles, is similar to that of Greater London. The metropolitan area is 12,145 square kilometres, or 4,689 square miles. A significant portion of this is national park and other unsettled land. Sydney occupies two geographical regions, the Cumberland Plain, a relatively flat or rolling region lying to the south and west of the harbour, and the Hornsby Plateau, a plateau north of the harbour up to 389 metres, or 1,276 feet, in elevation, dissected by forested valleys. The oldest parts of the city are located in the flat areas. The Hornsby Plateau, known as the North Shore, was slower to develop because of its hilly topography and was mostly a quiet backwater until the Sydney Harbour Bridge was opened in 1932, linking it to the rest of the city. Section 2.1. Climate. Sydney has an oceanic climate with warm summers and cool winters, with rainfall spread throughout the year. The weather is moderated by proximity to the ocean, and more extreme temperatures are recorded in the inland western suburbs. The warmest month is January, with an average air temperature range on the coast of 18.6 to 25.8 degrees Celsius, and an average of 14.6 days a year over 30 degrees. The maximum recorded temperature was 45.3 degrees Celsius on January 14, 1939, at the end of a four-day nationwide heatwave. The winter is mildly cool, with temperatures rarely dropping below 5 degrees in coastal areas. The coldest month is July, with an average range of 8.0 to 16.2 degrees Celsius. The lowest recorded minimum was 2.1 degrees Celsius. Rainfall is fairly evenly divided between summer and winter, but is slightly higher during the first half of the year when easterly winds dominate. The average annual rainfall, with moderate to low variability, is 1,217.0 millimetres, falling on average 138.0 days a year. Snowfall last occurred in the Sydney City area in the 1830s. Although the city does not suffer from cyclones or significant earthquakes, The El Niño-Southern Oscillation plays an important role in determining Sydney's weather patterns. Drought and bushfire on the one hand, and storms and flooding on the other, associated with the opposite phases of the oscillation. Many areas of the city bordering bushland have experienced bushfires, notably in 1994 and 2002. These tend to occur during the spring and summer. The city is also prone to severe hailstorms and windstorms. One such storm occurred in Sydney's eastern and city suburbs on the evening of 14 April 1999, producing massive hailstones of at least 9 centimetres in diameter and resulting in insurance losses of around $1.5 billion in less than 1 hour. Recent research by Macquarie University atmospheric scientists suggests that land clearing in Western Sydney has contributed to major changes in the city's climate. Section 2.2. Urban structure. The extensive area covered by urban Sydney is formally divided into more than 300 suburbs for addressing and postal purposes. It is administered as 38 local government areas, in addition to the extensive responsibilities of the Government of New South Wales and its agencies. The City of Sydney itself covers a fairly small area comprising the Central Business District and neighbouring inner city suburbs. In addition, there are a number of regional descriptions which are used informally to conveniently describe large sections of the urban area. However, it should be noted that there are many suburbs which are not conveniently covered by any of the following informal regional categories. These regions are the Eastern Suburbs, Hills District, Inner West, Lower North Shore, Northern Beaches, North Shore, Southern Sydney, Southeastern Sydney, Southwestern Sydney, Sutherland Shire, and Western Sydney. Sydney's Central Business District extends southwards for about 2 kilometres or 1.25 miles from Sydney Cove, the point of the first European settlement. Densely concentrated skyscrapers and other buildings, including historic sandstone buildings such as the Sydney Town Hall and Queen Victoria Building, are interspersed by several parks such as Wynyard and Hyde Park. The Sydney CBD is bounded on the east side by a chain of parkland that extends from Hyde Park through the Domain and the Royal Botanic Gardens to Farm Cove on the harbour. The west side is bounded by Darling Harbour, a popular tourist and nightlife precinct, while Central Station marks the southern end of the CBD. George Street serves as the Sydney CBD's main north-south thoroughfare. Although the CBD dominated the city's business and cultural life in the early days, other business and cultural districts have developed in a radial pattern since World War II. As a result, the proportion of white-collar jobs located in the CBD declined from more than 60% at the end of the war to less than 30% in 2004. Together with the commercial district of North Sydney, joined to this CBD by the Harbour Bridge, the most significant outer business districts are Parramatta in the central west, Blacktown in the west, Liverpool in the southwest, Chatswood in the north, and Hurstville to the south. Section 3. Governance. Historically, Sydney was governed by Cumberland County, which existed from 1945 to 1964. Today, there is no overall governing body for the Sydney metropolitan area. Local affairs for the metropolitan area are run by bodies known as local government areas, or LGAs. These areas all have elected councils and are responsible for a range of functions delegated to them by the New South Wales state government. The city of Sydney includes the central business area and some adjoining inner suburbs, and has in recent years been expanded through amalgamation with adjoining local government areas, such as South Sydney. It is led by the elected Lord Mayor of Sydney and a council. The Lord Mayor, however, is sometimes treated as a representative of the whole city. The 38 local government areas in Sydney are, in alphabetical order, Ashfield, Auburn, Bankstown, Baulkham Hills, Blacktown, Botany Bay, Burwood, Camden, Campbelltown, Canada Bay, Canterbury, Fairfield, Holroyd, Hornsby, Hunters Hill, Hurstville, Cogra, Ku-ring-gai, Lane Cove, Leichhardt, Liverpool, Manly, Marrickville, Mossman, North Sydney, Parramatta, Penrith, Pittswater, Randwick, Rockdale, Ryde, Strathfield, Sutherland, Sydney, Warringah, Waverley, Willoughby, and finally Woollahra. Most citywide government activities are controlled by the state government. These include public transport, main roads, traffic control, policing, education above preschool level, and planning of major infrastructure projects. Because a large proportion of New South Wales population lives in Sydney, state governments have traditionally been reluctant to allow the development of citywide governmental bodies, which would tend to rival the state's government. For this reason, Sydney has always been a focus for the politics of both state and federal parliaments. For example, the boundaries of the City of Sydney LGA have been significantly altered by state governments on at least four occasions since 1945, with expected advantageous effect to the governing party in the New South Wales Parliament at the time. Section 4. Economy. The largest economic sectors in Sydney, measured by numbers of people employed, include property and business services, retail, manufacturing, and health and community services. Since the 1980s, jobs have moved from manufacture to the services and information sectors. Sydney is the largest corporate and financial centre in Australia, and is also an important financial centre in the Asia Pacific. The Australian Stock Exchange and the Reserve Bank of Australia are located in Sydney, as are the headquarters of a number of major Australian banks, a number of Australian corporations, and the regional headquarters for a large number of multinational corporations. 20th Century Fox also has large Sydney studios. The Sydney Futures Exchange is one of the Asia Pacific's largest financial centres and options exchanges, with 64.3 million contracts traded during 2005. In global terms, it is the 12th largest futures market in the world, and the 19th largest including options. With the increasing commercial role of Sydney's many medical laboratories and research centres, science and research is another strong growth sector. Tourism plays an important role in Sydney's economy, with 7.8 million domestic visitors and 2.5 million international visitors in 2004. As of September 2003, the unemployment rate in Sydney was 5.3%. According to The Economist, Intelligence Unit's Worldwide Cost of Living Survey, Sydney is the 16th most expensive city in the world, while a UBS survey ranks Sydney as the 26th in the world in terms of net earnings. As of December 2005, Sydney has the highest median house price of any Australian capital city at $485,000. A report published by the OECD in November 2005 shows that Australia has the Western world's highest housing prices when measured against rental yields. Section 5. Demographics. As of 2003, there were 4,198,543 people living in Sydney, commonly referred to as Sydneysiders. There was a population density of 345.7 persons per square kilometre for the metropolitan area. Inner Sydney is the most densely populated place in Australia, with 4,023 persons per square kilometre. In the 2001 census, the most common self-described ancestries identified for Sydney residents were Australian, English, and Irish. The census also recorded that 1% of Sydney's population identified as being of Indigenous origin, and 31.2% were born overseas. The three major sources of immigrants are the United Kingdom, China, and New Zealand. Significant numbers of migrants also came from Vietnam, Lebanon, Italy, India, and the Philippines. Most Sydneysiders are native speakers of English. Many have a second language, the most common being Chinese languages, Arabic, including Lebanese, and Greek. Some ethnic groups are associated with the suburbs where they first settled. The Italians with Leichhardt, Greeks with Rocktail and Hurstville, Lebanese with Lekemba and Bankstown, Koreans with Kamsi, Jews with Bondi and Rose Bay, Indians with Westmead and Parramatta, Chinese with Haymarket, where Sydney's Chinatown has emerged, and Vietnamese with Cabramatta. Redfern has a high proportion of Indigenous Australians. The median age of a Sydney resident is 34, with 12% of the population over 65 years. 15.2% of Sydney residents have educational attainment equal to at least a bachelor's degree, which is lower than the national average of 19%. Approximately 67% of Sydney residents describe themselves as Christian, the most common denominations being Catholic and Anglican. About 9% of the population practices a non-Christian religion, the most common being Buddhism, and about 12% are not religious. Section 6. Education. Sydney is home to some of Australia's most prominent universities and is the site of Australia's first university, the University of Sydney, established in 1850. There are five other public universities operating primarily in Sydney. These are the University of New South Wales, Macquarie University, the University of Technology Sydney, the University of Western Sydney, and the Australian Catholic University, 2 out of 6 campuses. Other universities which operate secondary campuses in Sydney include the University of Notre Dame Australia and the University of Wollongong. There are 4 multi-campus government-funded Technical and Further Education, or TAFE, institutes in Sydney, which provide vocational training at a tertiary level. The Sydney Institute of Technology, North Sydney Institute of TAFE, Western Sydney Institute of TAFE, and the Southwestern Sydney Institute of TAFE. Sydney has public, denominational, and independent schools. Public schools, including preschools, primary and secondary schools, and special schools, are administered by the New South Wales Department of Education and Training. There are 4 state-administered education areas in Sydney that together coordinate 919 schools. Out of the 30 selective high schools in the state, 25 of those are located in Sydney. Sections 7 and 8 will be continued in the next file. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.